we were had been sending them invoices and had been working with this with the new company because it had changed hands and had been assured that we would get our money. And then the next thing we know, they file for bankruptcy.
And you were expecting about $100,000 or so?
It's about right, yes. Mm-hmm.
What does that loss mean?
Some activities that can be cut, extracurricular types of things on weekends, going on outings, that sort of thing, are the easiest things to cut when you're looking at a very tight budget. It also hinders our ability in our response time to families seeking assessments. Many times we have families that have to wait months to get an assessment, which every day is really important in the life of a toddler who is suspected of having an autism spectrum disorder. In a previous life, I used to work at UAB in the Department of Psychiatry, and we were implementing what is referred to as telepsychiatry. A lot of things can be done over the internet now without the doctor actually having to be present with the patient. And so the idea hit us that we serve all 67 counties in all the school systems, and we have to have our staff travel quite long ways to respond to their requests for assessments. What if we could just hook up teleconferencing equipment to be able to do much of that? So we filed a USDA grant to do a pilot project with DeKalb County, their school system. We're hopeful to receive that in August, at which time we would, what we're referring to as teleautism, be able to do assessments, be able to do consultations for school systems, be able to do training. It's an excellent way of tightening your budget as you're looking at lost man hours that are not billable services, and also for the travel costs that go along with that.
All of this seems to be coming at a time when we see more children being diagnosed with autism.
This has been considered an epidemic. Now the prevalence is 1 out of every 150 children will be diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder. And the scientists are not real clear as to why that is. There has been a redefinition of the spectrum, which captures a few of those, but some of the scientists are saying that they believe it may be something in the environment. It's real interesting to hear some of the theories, but they're really not sure. So we're being inundated, as are pediatricians. I went to the pediatricians conference about 6 months ago. They're desperate for places to send families where they can get a comprehensive assessment like the ones that we do at Glenwood. But it's 4 to 6 months many times for families waiting. So, yes, the demand is just dramatic. So for us to have a budget situation like this doesn't help.